And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to a soulful Sunday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher sitting in for Mary Goulet to lead the charge on this, as Mary Goulet is filling her soul today as a volunteer doing the amazing work that she does in the world. Richie Ote, what's up, baby babers?
How's it going?
Welcome to Soulful. It's a soulful Sunday. It's like a WNBC. It's a soulful Sunday. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wade. And Wade hanging out with us as well. You're gonna chant through this. Is that the plan?
I'll work on that.
Get a bell too.
All right. So, what I wanted to talk about, and here on Soulful Sunday, we try to look at the deeper, more spiritual side of life, and occasionally of business and other things. But for right now, what we're going to be talking about, and this is a really interesting subject that I find it to be one of the more interesting discussions that people have, because reality is that this is one of the questions that no one, and I mean no one, can answer. There is no right answer to this question. This would be a great riddle. Like, we're gonna have to figure out, like, there's a riddle here somewhere, and we're gonna have to figure out what that riddle is. But no one can possibly answer the question that is tied to today's topic that I want to talk about here on Soulful Sunday, because those who think that they know the answer can say unequivocally what happens can't say unequivocally what happens, because they're here talking about it.
Which means
that what, right? Which means that what they're talking about, in fact, they can't speak to, because it didn't happen to them. And what we're talking about here is life after death.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are people out there who will tell you this is what happens when you die. You know, you hear all the stories. You hear all the stories of people who saw the white light and come to the light, and an outstretched hand reaching for you through the light, and then they wake up. And it's like,
that could have been a dream then, is what you're saying.
It could have been a dream. Even people who have, like, been, well, literally dead, right? I mean, there are people who have literally died, and they flatlined. I mean, there was no sign of life whatsoever within that body. And yet, somehow, they were resuscitated. They came back, whatever it might be, and they're alive now. So there are examples of people who have technically died and have come back to life, but the way that I look at it is they didn't really die. They may have flatlined, but there was still a trace of something there that was basically, it's like, you ever light a fire? And you know how, like, the fire just starts to go down and go down and go down and go down. And then there's, like, that one little something, that one little ember, right? That one little ember. You start blowing on that damn thing, and then you've got your fire again. So there must have been at least one little ember somewhere still in there that just required a little lighter fluid, and then bam, back alive. And so I just wanted to get your take on what do you think happens? And Wade, you come from, you know, kind of that country, kind of Bible Belt-ish type area. I mean, a little north
the
of the Bible
buckle
Belt.
Buckle of the Bible Belt.
Well, the buckle. There you go. And so what? Back home, what were people talking about in terms of life after death? What did they say? What were you taught? What were you taught happens after we leave this existence?
Well, just nutshell, you know, I was raised in a Protestant community, a Christian community, where the unusual religion was the Catholics, right? That's how homogenized we were.
I still have no idea what the difference is between you people.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's like Protestant, Baptist, Catholic, Christian.
Well, yeah.
Like some of you guys believe like Jesus had like one eyebrow, and like others believe like he had short hair, and like I'm a Jew, I can do these kinds of things. So
right.
Like I don't understand the difference.
Oh, I don't either.
But Catholics were ostracized.
I'm pointing out that, you know, where in today's world, you know, people don't think Catholics as being quote unquote, say, non-Christian, but this little homogenized world that I was in, that was the outlier thing. You know, there weren't any, you know, real extreme religions. So the point being, I was just raised in that traditional Christian-based world where there's a heaven that's people up on harps hanging out with God, people up on clouds hanging out with God playing harps or something, right? Now, I've moved beyond that. Yeah, and then the alternative is you're in a hot tub of hot lava and some guy with a pitchfork stabbing you, right? And, you know, the whole debate is
the carrot and the stick at its finest, right?
Yeah. The whole debate is what gets you in either place. Yeah, I always found it interesting because there was a large Southern Baptist contingent that any consumption of alcohol was forbidden. Mm-hmm. And then the Catholics, you know, had their wine. And interestingly,
in church to boot.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, the Baptists all loved going to the Catholic weddings, but they weren't really drinking. You know, that was just kind of social or
right,
whatever.
So those are fundamental differences. Right. But life after death, what?
Right. But again, that was the normalized deal.
So just life heaven.
Heaven or hell. And what would get you to either place? If you're a Baptist playing cards, you're going straight to hell. You know, these other groups, maybe not. So I just went, okay, I'm not going to worry about all that.
Mm-hmm. And Richie, what? How were you? Well, actually, hold on. Let me finish the thought here. So Wade, what do you believe now?
That there's no way of knowing, so I'm going to worry about what I can control now.
Right. So if you had to postulize or hypothesize or whatever that word is, what do you think happens?
Well, see, I lean towards the science side of things.
Which says?
We're energy. And energy can't be destroyed, just a physical representation of that energy. And so my fundamental, I'm going to die, and if there's energy of me that exists independent of the corporeal form, that will return to the mass of energy that maintains the universe. And that mass is so big and indifferent that it could really give a shit about what Wade's existence is.
Wow, I really want to get high right now. Okay, Rich.
What if our whole universe is an atom on a thumbnail of... Sorry.
Yes.
If you were ready to get high then, may as well go get it out.
Let's go.
Mine's worse.
All right, so how were you raised to believe life after death, what happens?
Well, let's see. My two parents went to Yosemite to conceive me on a Mexican poncho blanket.
Cool.
Of which my mom...
That explains all the hair that comes out.
Then got kicked out of her side of the family, heavily Catholic, because what the hell are you doing? You're going to ruin your life. You know, you're on your way to qualify for a swim Olympics, blah, 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 blah. And, and you're about to have a kid. And so I got both sides. I got the super heavy Catholic heaven and hell, and then the like hippier energy thing, and I kind of saw both sides. And as I studied, as life went on, I would look at scientists, and it really, because that was like the factual one, and I was trying to find facts, and you know, you'd see the energy, but then you'd realize the people who studied the sciences, the farther they went down, they became one of two polar opposites. They either believed more in God or they believed less in God, but it never stayed constant the more they studied it, because there was some sort of thing behind the thing that they could never explain, right? That faith is that belief in that, belief in something in that which is unseen. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say I'd lean towards Wade, that we're just more energy.
But you were raised with the heaven and hell.
So I'm a recovering Catholic.
Okay, so the heaven and hell thing was pushed pretty heavily when
super heavily.
Yeah,
and I have nothing against any of that. I'm kind of a little facetious or joking when I say that, but not really at the same time, because I started to realize, you know, I can have, if there was this entity, I can have a conversation with this entity outside of this building too, and there's other things, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So for me, I kind of just, I needed more explanation than, like, wait a minute, it made no sense to me. Like, I'm just supposed to get through this to either be super happy or super sad. Like, this just is weird. So I kind of morphed into a, heaven and hell is what you make it right here, right now. And you just return to the energy source, whatever that is.
So you're of the same sort of belief then that the energy within continues on.
Yeah, it just doesn't necessarily continue on as this soul spirit, even though we're on Soulful Sunday. Right. Like, I don't think it goes off and just this soul that then watches other people. I think it just, energy is energy, and it just goes, it transforms. It doesn't go away.
All right. Well, there you have it. A couple of really interesting takes, and mine is quite simple. I just think everything goes black. I just think you're done. Whatever happens in terms of this on-off switch, once it's off, and everything just goes black. But, and, of course, we can't argue that point because no one knows. So there we go. Yeah.
But if I can just interject.
Go.
But how about trying to make the world you're in right now
a dark place? I do that every single day. Ask my wife.
Or the alternative.
Or heaven.
Or heaven. All right, guys.
Bust out the harps, Wade.
Right? All right. Very cool. Yeah. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for sharing your perspective on that. And we will talk to you next time. And Mary Goulet will be back for Soulful Sunday here on Reinvention Radio. Talk to you really soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.